Tell us where you come from in India.
I am from Punjab, north part of India, and it's closer to the capital of India, which is Delhi. It's like 5 hours drive.
Are you near the Pakistani border?
Yes, we have a Pakistan border there, but it's like 3 hour drive from my house. But I have never been there.
How big is your family?
4 sisters and 1 brother, and I grew up in a joint family. My grandparents, they used to live with me. My aunt and uncle, they used to live with us, their kids. So we were like 20 to 50, 25 people.
Under one roof. Huh?
Yes, now, but my sisters got married and I came here. Now it's getting more single.
And your parents and family still live over there.
Yes.
And then you found your way here to North Dakota and to NDSU Pharmacy School. Now, before you tell us about that, you were a pharmacist in India before you came here, so now you had to do double training then, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about
so
that.
So I have a double degree, actually.
Yeah.
I did engineering. When I was in high school, I had my engineering courses, I ended up in getting pharmacy school because I felt like there were some issues going on. Like my father, he had his first heart attack when I was in 10th grade. It was just genetic, his family, all his brother, he had heart problems. But he got his second heart attack when I was in 12th grade. It was because he always had trouble controlling his cholesterol. And when he felt like his cholesterol is okay, he stopped his medications. So there was poor education about taking medications, and that made me interested in getting into this field. And also my grandmother, she had Alzheimer's. I was always interested how to take care of the people, those who have Alzheimer's. And so that's why I ended up going to pharmacy school. I did bachelor's 4-year program and got licensed. Then I did further study in master's in pharmaceutical sciences. Then I worked for a few months in Ranbaxy, which is a pharmaceutical company. And then I came here and went to NDSU, did pharmacy degree. And now in August, I will be getting my degree in pharmacy.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Doctor.
Now I got a doctorate degree, which makes me happy. And it was a long way, but the time went so fast, I did not even feel like that.
And then you ended up here in Valley City at Central Avenue Health Mart Pharmacy for 5 weeks. Tell us about your experience here.
Oh, it has been a great experience. Everybody was so nice, very interactive, and the pharmacist, they answered all my questions whenever I had. Yeah, it was a great place. The environment was so pleasant. Everybody was willing to interact, and I never felt like I'm new to this place. So I was just mixed. They were mixed up with me in few like days.
Oh wow. So, and then you got on the radio and you said you had fear of that, but now that's gone, right?
Yes, I tried to overcome my fear. And I was always scared of public speaking, but Doreen, she gave me chance to speak on the radio, and I'm thanked to Steve and Doreen both.
You're welcome
for giving me a chance.
You're welcome. Well, now you're off into another chapter of your life then, and we wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, it's just a few more months and I am taking my Laplex, which is a federal test for pharmacy. Then I will be getting licensed pharmacist degree, and then I will be working soon as a pharmacist. I cannot imagine that. I cannot wait for that.
You're excited to start your new life, right?
Yes. Yeah? Yes,
so
I am.
What's your opinion of America, I should say? How long have you been here, and what's the good, the bad, and the ugly of what you've seen?
I came in 2012, so it's around 6 years. But I feel so glad I'm in this country. I never felt like I am in a different country, because even though my language was not, English was not my first language, everybody, they respected me. I never felt like I'm an international person. They were always, people here were always interactive, made me feel comfortable. Yeah, it's nice place. I became independent. Back in India, I was more dependent upon my parents.
Yeah.
So here I became independent, make my decision, and people here are so nice. Whenever I feel like I have some trouble, they help me out. I like this place a lot.